from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He's not going to be Josh Allen. I feel
Josh Allen's the only real comp here, a guy who didn't complete a ton of passes, has unbelievably prodigious physical gifts, and then had it all click for him almost overnight. There's usually only one or two of those guys at any given time in any sport for a reason, because it's hard to do.
I've seen the guy look like not just a runner. I've seen him look like a complete quarterback. Not often, but I have. The game he played against the Steelers here his rookie season was one of those games. They could have easily won that game if Cassius Marsh didn't want to do a Michael Jackson dance after a sack in that game. He would have come in here and won that game, and he would have been the chief reason why.
It's probably the best, most complete game he has played in his career.
Yeah.
Most complete.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, he played a Thursday night game against Washington
where he had four touchdown passes in five minutes last year. That one was his other one. That's the real one. I mean, there's more evidence that Russell... I know that this ticks people off. There's more evidence that Russell Wilson has played more complete games last year. Last year, including against Justin Fields, than Justin Fields has in his entire career. Like, it's just... The whole thing has been very weird to me because it's getting completely memory-holed because Sean Payton didn't like Russell Wilson, that he would have games like this. Denver at Chicago, 31-28 win. A crisp 21-28, 223, and three touchdowns. Didn't happen, apparently. Doesn't actually matter. In a loss where their defense gives up 35 to Washington, 308 and three touchdowns in a pick. Still a very good game. Three games in a row where, yes, he's playing game manager, but he's doing it more or less flawlessly against Kansas City, Buffalo, and Minnesota. These games apparently just didn't happen. Let's all move on to the shiny fire truck that Chicago ultimately moved on from.
Yeah, but do you think the Pirates screw guys up and they go to other teams and they do well? Do they not have a history of that? With pitchers especially? Jose Bautista, I mean, I can name a bunch of guys that fit that.
How many quarterbacks in the NFL screw up in their first place and truly blossom in another place?
How many?
Yeah, like, I mean, really blossom.
Well, would you look at Geno Smith as one of those guys?
Not, I mean...
Why not? I mean, he sucked with the Jets.
He's been better. Has he blossomed into a guy who's winning tons of playoff games and what have you?
Would you take Geno Smith over Russell Wilson right now? I might.
Probably. I think he's probably most accomplished. Okay, you named one, though.
Okay, I'm just saying, you asked me to name a guy, I just gave you one.
Yeah, but my point is it's a lot more prevalent in baseball that guys have a change of scenery.
I mean, what is the statute of limitations on a take like that? Like, in the last 5 years, in the last 10 years,
how many,
in the last 15 years?
How many guys like that have flamed out as a quarterback? Like, did Jamarcus Russell go somewhere else and get it together? No, he did not.
No.
Did RG3, after his career was derailed early by injury, ever get it back on track? No,
well,
he did not.
That's a tough one just because he had such a debilitating knee injury.
I know, but he still didn't, he came back and tried to play and it was never the same. Fine. You want him thrown out the door. Is anybody from Kenny Pickett's draft class going to latch on in a second place and be good?
No. No. Probably not.
Is Mac Jones.
But hold, but the difference.
Is Danny Dimes going to go somewhere else and be good?
I mean, I would say that even though by the traditional counting passer stats, Justin Fields had an average year, even the analytics people think his year 2 years ago was great.
I'm not arguing against
that. So
that
means
being
one
great.
Out of 3 years he had one great season.
He was spectacular.
Which is the same thing you could honestly say about Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. He had what, 2 good years there before he went to Tampa Bay?
This is where I reject this, because Baker Mayfield as a passer just light years ahead of these guys right now, or at least light years ahead of Fields.
I mean, do you think that Michael Vick was never going to succeed as an NFL quarterback if not for like the dogfighting stuff? If he had just had
actually was good with Philadelphia.
Well, right.
So no, I wouldn't have said that.
But
about him.
How different is Vic than Fields? You want to pull up his completion percentage year by year? We can do that. I mean, he's not going to win that argument, unfortunately. It's the same kind of thing. Now, and I think that Vic
was completely electrifying on the ground in a way not even Fields is.
What are you talking about?
He was a different.
Fields averaged 7 yards a carry 2 years ago.
Man. He was totally different.
Chris.
Vic averaged 9 yards a carry his first year, then 7, 6.5, 7.5, 6, 8.5.
How many 1,000-yard rushing seasons did he have?
He had one, but he wasn't running it as much as Fields was, I don't think. Not even close.
What are you talking about
two years ago with Fields? What was Fields' rushing attempts that year?
Two years ago?
Yes.
He had 160 attempts for 1,143 yards.
Just off the top of your head, what do you think is the most rushing attempts Vic had in a season with Atlanta? Or in a season period?
124.
123. You already knew that.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
Well, you probably did because you looked at it like 8 years ago on Football Reference and remember it from then. He averaged 8.5 yards per carry that year on a way to 1,039
okay.
yards.
I mean, that is better than, I mean, it's not, total yards aren't better, but it's more efficient. I'll give you that.
But he was getting like 50 fewer carries roughly a game or a season. To 60. When you're averaging like 6, 7, 8 yards a rip, that is a significant amount of yardage.
He averaged 7.1, Chris. Fields did. He was yards per carry the best running back. He was the best.
I am aware.
Best.
I have
actually, the last 2 years, he's been the best guy with the ball in
aware.
His hands as a runner.
I have made these arguments in his favor, and you would think if he was that incredibly dynamic, he would be better at winning football games or just playing quarterback in general. But he just hasn't been. And you don't even think he should start right away, but you're arguing for him now.
No.
It feels like there's a fundamental piece of connective tissue in this argument missing, and it's driving me crazy. Everyone's basically just saying, it's got to be Fields, way better athlete, younger guy, vibes.
Not everyone is saying that at all.
Nationally, that is exactly what is being said.
Okay, that's different than what the people we're talking to are for the most part not saying. That I know that more fans came out of Saturday's game wanting Fields than Wilson, but I would not stretch it to the point where it's like we're fighting an uphill battle with fans. I don't think that that's true at all.
I'm not even sure if I'm fighting with somebody on my side right now. I think you're against me. I think I've managed to turn you against me here.
No, you're very dismissive of Fields as a future good starting quarterback, and I'm not ruling that out yet.
I think the best chance Justin Fields would have is to like bet on himself that maybe he sits a year somewhere and either goes here or somewhere else next year and just tries with like a full year away from being the man, tries to reboot himself.
Well, I think that's the plan. I think the same way the Steelers had the plan for Mitch Trubisky to start and for Kenny to sit a year, even though it made no sense because he was in his mid-20s. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Fair enough. Here's the other problem I have for Fields. And Wilson has the same problem, so I'm not going to excuse him on this. Because they both have ridiculous numbers for average time to throw. Usually, I think the only guy who typically outperforms that number is Mahomes, because he's out there doing goofball stuff that
behind
ends up working.
Back passes,
yeah, well, he's just also he gets to be placed in one of one as far as his box, what he is as a player. They both have very high times to throw. In Fields' case, at bare minimum, that tells me he just isn't trusting or processing what he is seeing quickly enough to make good snap decisions. And when you can run it like he does, you can get away with that. But again, only to a point. And so far, like, if to go back to the wins and losses argument, I know Chicago's a dumpster fire and they deserve a lot of discredit for not making him better.
Yeah.
He still only went 10-28. So I don't think that there's just definitively going to be light at the end of the tunnel for him once he's, now that he's out from under the yoke of the Chicago Bears ineptitude. I don't know. I get frustrated when I think that I'm pretty reasonable about a situation. And every opinion I'm hearing on it is like, feels like it's gaslighting me. Like, there are people in the national media right now who damn near seem to be suggesting that if they would just let Justin Fields cook, they'd win 12 games this year. Because he's that dynamic.
I don't think it's that. I think that they're just so down on Russell Wilson that they're trying to make the argument for the other guy the best that they can. I think it's way more. I don't think it's like they think that the Steelers have some diamond in the rough. It's just when compared to the dude that's 35 years old, who took 3 sacks, which was a problem for him last year, and looks like he's a little bit unsure of himself in his first game in a very long time. I think people just go to the confirmation bias. Well,
they also just don't like. They also don't like
exactly.
Russ.
Yeah,
they don't like Russ, which I wish more of these people would be. If Mark Schlereth said, and I think Stink is very smart and very good at what he does.
He got his name because he used to pee his pants during games.
If he said, though, and he kind of hints at it, that Russ is toxic positivity, it's kind of a funny term. If he would just admit, like, yes, this colors and informs my opinion on the player, I would feel better about it. But most people try to dance around the fact that when they say bad things about Russell Wilson, it's because they don't particularly care for Russell Wilson.
Donnie, do you think the Steelers' starting quarterback for 2025 is on their roster right now?
Yeah, I do. I think one of these guys will work out. And I think it is smarter to have Fields mostly sit. Now, I'm one of those people that also thinks they should get creative with him while they have both guys and work him in. But, I mean, I thought Chris laid it out pretty well. We're all hoping on a lot of potential here. And someone that has not shown, at least consistently, other than some games
here
and
there. Let me ask you this, though, Chris.
That he is a great NFL quarterback.
Would you rather have Bo Nix at 25 years old or Justin Fields at 25?
Who's coaching him?
Just in a vacuum.
I think I'd probably rather have Bo Nix for one reason.
God.
For one reason. I've already... Wait, no. I'll answer your question. It's because I've seen what Justin Fields look like. I know what he can do and not do at the pro so far. Has he really looked any different from the first year of his career, Fields, to the most recent one? Has he really changed as a quarterback in any discernible way?
I thought he actually regressed last year.
Okay, that's part of my problem. Where in his tenure has there been any development? He's played 3 seasons in the NFL, and he looks more or less aesthetically, qualitatively, like the same guy. The numbers were much better that second year because he ran all over people.
Yep.
But how many of those are broken plays, too?
Well, that's, I mean, right. If you've got to Florio's point, if your offensive line sucks ass, you might have a lot of broken plays, Chris.
And I understand that, like, Mahomes has made a career off of, in part, broken plays, but
he's
much better than
that. Ben Roethlisberger made an early career off of broken plays.
But then Ben did, I'll give him credit for this, he got better at playing within structure. Mahomes, much better at playing.
So maybe Fields can.
What has shown anybody by this point that he will?
Well, what has shown?
Allen got better by year 3. Year 3 was Josh Allen's leap year. So you can't use him as an example.
I mean, Ben in his third year had 18 touchdowns and 23 picks, Chris.
He got hit by a he got hit by a car.
Okay.
His appendix removed.
So appendix in a car accident in December of that year was still causing him to throw interceptions because he had his appendix out? Burrow had his appendix out and almost got him to the friggin' Super Bowl. What are we talking about? Appendix excuses. You're dropping appendix bombs on me?
I mean, also the
year after. You're fighting a battle against Fields so hard that now
Ben was also a Super Bowl champion by then, and then the next year he had 32 touchdowns.
Yes, but... Okay, but then the year after that he had 17 and 15 in a year that you've said on
correct.
The record was not
was
a good year.
He was a little up and down. He was a little up and down.
Okay, we're into his late 20s at this point.
Would you agree that winning is good deodorant, though? When you've won a Super Bowl and had a rookie record-starting like run... I would say, like, it helped.
If Justin Fields had been the Steelers' starting quarterback the last 3 years, mm-hmm. I guarantee you their record is not 10-28. In fact, I think their record's probably better than what they've done with Pickett and
Trubisky.
Would they
have won a playoff game with Justin Fields?
No, probably still not.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. It's time for the Hawk Report. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to all your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at gutterhelmet.com. Jeff out at Steelers practice today, where Russell Wilson confirmed that he will start, or not start, that he will play against the Lions. I'm guessing start, Jeff.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yes. So, just to make sure we nip this in the bud here, I know what national insiders are saying about this. Does the play from Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on Saturday factor into who starts against Atlanta at all?
Russell Wilson will start, period.
Okay. Yeah.
Against Atlanta. He could go 1-for-70 on Saturday. He will start.
Why do you think the Steelers are one of two teams to not have named a starting quarterback?
That's a good question. We were actually discussing this earlier today.
Who's we?
Amongst ourselves. Caboli was in on that discussion.
Ah, is he re-credentialed now? Is he good? Does he have a big picture of McAfee's face?
He's got a nameplate now that says Pat McAfee Show.
That is unbelievable. That's so cool.
I'm waiting for WWE to be on the side, but
good point.
At least as of now, it's Pat McAfee Show. We don't know why, because it's not a competition. Barring injury, it's going to be, you know, Russell Wilson, and I don't know what their thought process is right now as to why they wouldn't just say it's going to be Russ.
Does Mike just, and I mean Mike Tomlin, do you think he just wants to play little mind games here, Jeff? He can't possibly think he's conveying a competitive. Well, he's got a competitive edge because the Falcons are going to be like, boy, I don't know who's going to start for these guys. We better prepare for both.
You know, I guess if the other team, if the Falcons are listening to the national shows, maybe they actually do think there's a chance that Justin Fields starts. So maybe there is some kind of outside possibility, and why give that up?
Jeff, I don't even think there's going to be a Fields package for that game. I don't even think they're going to work him in as a runner and as a gadget guy, do you?
I don't think yet, no. No. I would say at this point, no.
Jeff has to pick his words very carefully here now that these are not open practices, is what I just picked
yes,
up
Yes, we were playing that game now, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm terrible at that game, Jeff.
Colony was going to retire and didn't care and just broke all the rules this last year. Roman Wilson, will we see him on the field against the Falcons?
No, and we talked to him today. He's working his way back, you know, from his injury. He's improving. He's getting there, but we're not going to see him on Saturday.
Troy Fautanu, I think, said he expects to be able to go in week one. How does he look in general? Or when you hear a statement like that he thinks he can go in week one, do you nod your head accordingly, or do you shake your head and kind of side-eye it, Jeff?
I mean, that's a big ask for a guy, and I know he's played a lot of college snaps. It's a big ask for a guy to start there without the benefit. I feel strong, pretty, pretty strongly in saying without playing two preseason games. So, yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that. Could it change?
I meant more from a health perspective, actually. Do you think he'll be healthy enough to play in week one?
I would expect that he would get back to practice at some point next week. Jeff, at least give it a go before they get that, you know, long Labor Day weekend off.
Do you think we see Broderick Jones at left tackle, right tackle, or both against Detroit?
I think we see him at right tackle against Detroit.
How many weeks into the season will Dan Moore still be playing left tackle for this team?
Ooh,
it'll be
million-dollar question. No, I don't think it'll be that long. I think, you know, depending on how Fautano works his way back. Listen, if whatever, you know, Jerry Dulac's source is telling him that they want Fautano out there, he's going to get out there at some point. I think it would be sooner, but, you know, let's see how well, when he's back to practice, how he's able to work through this injury.
When Najee Harris needs a blow against the Falcons, who do you think goes in and spells him?
There's a chance Warren plays.
Okay.
From what Tomlin told us, he expects him out for this preseason game, and then after that, he is not making any judgments. Patterson obviously would be the next guy in line. But I don't want to rule out Warren just yet.
Who do you think is the starting slot corner week one?
Whatever healthy body they can find that can fit in that role that's not Cam Sutton for obvious reasons.
Is he on the team right now?
I mean, I think it's a shot to be Beanie Bishop. You know, Beanie told us today that he's wanting to play on Saturday, and that he feels better. He wouldn't go into whatever he's dealing with, but said they're being smart with his injury. I think Beanie has a chance. To your point, I think there's also that waiver opportunity. I'm surprised, and I know people don't want to hear the name. I don't think he was horrible. I'm surprised that Shannon Sullivan hasn't at least gotten a call or an opportunity to come out and show that, you know, he might be able to fill that role, at least have some experience in that position.
Does DeMarvin Leal, excuse me, have a significant role for this team in week one?
I think he does. I think he does. I think they like the depth defensive line, and they're gonna try to work different guys in there. And you know, they're trying to work him as kind of like a hybrid outside linebacker, and we're maybe not taking all those responsibilities, but where he can rush from the edge. And he was telling us this the other day that, you know, he's been doing some edge rushing as part of his movement along the defensive line. Yeah, I think he has a chance, especially when you look right now, they've got one backup essentially at outside linebacker that they can trust.
Did Zach Frazier win the starting center job on merits, or did he win it by default?
Well, initially you could say by default, but he would have won it by merits.
Gotcha.
And that it was going to happen. It was a matter of when. Probably would have happened by week one anyway. But, you know, this has been really uneasy for him and as far as talking about it, because he feels bad for Herbig and said Herbig's been really supportive of him. But it's just a different level of ability between the two.
Give me a Steeler that everybody knows who might be playing for his job on Saturday.
I don't know if this is a long shot, but Quez Watkins, people probably know. He's playing for a chance to stay. Isaiah Loudermilk is playing for a chance to stay. Beyond those, there's no real – there's no shockers I see in the group. You know, Matakevich, I guess, is a chance because – and the linebacker coach told me the other day that Mark Robinson's had an amazing camp, that the light has come on for him, and they both play a lot of special teams. So maybe Matakevich's reunion, you know, doesn't fully come to fruition.
Is Peyton Wilson a guy with a significant role in week one?
If he can clear out of concussion protocol, right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Are they going to cut their six? Are they going to cut their six round picks? Lee and Watts.
They really like Watts. That's a tough call for them. And Lee has done some nice things. I think Lee's a guy that I'd love to have on the practice squad. Watts is going to be like, as they're looking, okay, who do we want as this last guy? Because his body, he does a lot of things. He does play special teams, which helps him out. That's a tough call for them because they like Watts, but they're not exactly sure at this point where to play him. And he's a guy at camp that didn't get a lot of slot time. And if he would have, you might think he would have an opportunity there.
Jeff Hathorn, beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Jeff with the Hawk Report. See you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
Second and third, two outs for Texas. The pitch. Swing and a little liner. That's down for a base hit. And Texas wins. Wyatt Langford with a flare to center. And three hits in the ninth for Texas. Doomed the Pirates, who could not score a run. And it's 1-0 Texas. The Rangers win their first series in more than a month.
Wow.
Wow, I did not know that last stat. 50-minute mark on the fan. That's in 20 minutes. It'll be brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. This team's got me all out of sorts. They now are on pace to win fewer games than last year. So they're now right there, 75-76 wins. With this series loss, they went 22 innings without giving up a run against the Rangers. Domingo Herman, who was so bad the other day against Seattle that he loaded the bases in the ninth inning and Bednar had to come in to get the save, was excellent today, starting, and Bednar came in and stunk it up again. Seven of his last nine outings, he's given up runs. His ERA is close to six. The Pirates lineup struck out 16 times today. Andrew Haney was on the mound for the Rangers, not Nolan Ryan, or even Nathan Eovaldi or Max Scherzer. 16 strikeouts, three more from Connor Joe.
He's a nice guy.
He's in a wicked slump. Connor Joe.
Yeah, nice
Connor
guy. Connor Joe out of here.
He hit cleanup today.
I know. It's an unserious team when you do stuff like that.
Two more strikeouts from Brian Dale, a strikeout. How many extra base hits does he have as a Bucko, Mulsey?
0.0.
Exactly. He had one hit. It was a single. Brian Reynolds had the only extra base hit for the Pirates.
Bednar has now given up a run in 7 of 9. They have lost in their last 19 games, just their last 19 games, period. They have lost by one run 9 times.
So they're not playing bad baseball, is what Derek Shelton would say. They just, need to get better luck. That's what, beat them today, Lady Luck.
She's a sultry temptress, isn't she?
The Lucky Charms mascot.
Bednar needs to be, done.
What do you mean, done?
Like, no more. I can't watch it anymore.
Shut him down for the year?
No, or make him pitch like mop-up duty. He's terrible right now. What else am I supposed to say? I know he's coming off two scoreless outings in a row where I'm sure everyone would have breathlessly proclaimed him back.
We have no meaningful games in September. You know what they should have done? Sell. I mean, I was dead wrong about it, but August has been so bad. You're going to end up having Aroldis Chapman pitch the entire year for $10.5 million. You don't even give him the biggest innings. You got nothing for him in a trade. So I'm excited that IKF is here for next year. He's got the Pirate. Someone should go up to him today and say, hey, you still think 100 wins for next year, man?
Maybe the rest of this year and next combined, the way things are going, they might get there. Yeah, I was wrong too. I was glad that they added. I thought they'd have some more staying power. They've cratered, and losing that many close games reflects on your manager because there's usually some strategic choices that are involved. And it's just, again, not a talented enough baseball team, which reflects on the general manager.
412-928-9370. Let's get your thoughts on it. Is this Jake or Bake? You have Bake down, Donnie.
Bake as in Baker.
Okay.
Bake.
In the
All
North
right.
Hills.
Bake
Hello,
show.
Bake. Wake and Bake. I used to do that a lot. Hello.
Yeah. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hello, Bake.
Yeah. Real quick, I just wanted to tell you guys the Pirates suck, and I don't care about them at all, just to be honest with you.
All right. Thank you, Bake. We got your thoughts out there. Anthony in Morgantown is next. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Anthony, can you take us off speakerphone, or is that impossible?
I'm off speakerphone. I'm on a headset. Is that a little better?
Let's just roll the dice here, Anthony. Let's see what you got.
Well, I mean, it's painful from the ownership to player development, especially, and then the general manager. Like, I'm 40 years old, and I got fond memories of being 8, 9, going to games with my grandpa, seeing the Killer Bees, and then ever since then, it's been nothing but heartbreak. And I'm not a basketball fan whatsoever, but I can't wait till PNC Park just is not the greatest stadium in the league anymore, so they can just move this team out of town and get a basketball team, because it's literally heartbreaking.
All right, Anthony, thank you. We are really off and running here on these Pirates calls. First guy says they suck. That's all I have to say. The next guy says I can't wait for them to move in a basketball team to replace them. Okay. Here is Q in Maryland. Hello, Q.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man. Any other positive thoughts to follow up on what we just heard from the last two guys?
Positive, I don't know, but I'm going to say, man, that my goal this season was to win 82 games. And that was my goal. Even when, you know, they were 3 games above 500 just last month, you know, they made the big splash at the trade deadline. I knew that, you know, this team isn't that good. Just win 82 games. But after today, after seeing Bednar blow it again, I agree. He can't be trusted out there anymore. But, yeah, this team is rebuilding, man, and I believe they'll be ready to compete next season. That was my win 82 games this year.
What gives you the fact that they're not going to meet your expectations for this year? What makes you think that next year they're going to make a big jump? You know, you go from 82 to 87 wins and make the playoffs. That's only a 5-win improvement. You go from 75 or 76 to 87. That's a huge jump, Q.
Yeah, but this team, so we have some good players, man. Reynolds, he can hit. Cruz, I'm betting on Cruz taking a big leap next season.
All right, keep going. You gave me two guys who are good in their lineup. Give me some more.
Kiner, he's gonna have him for a full season. I believe he can hit.
There's three.
And then I believe, I mean, they can't be any worse than they are now.
Oh, they can. Thank you for the call. I mean, it's not.
Rock bottom is always just another shovel away.
I mean, I don't.
Joey Bart, I would say right now, pencils in as a pretty good player.
Thank you.
I think
that was one guy that Q forgot.
I think you got to give Bart credit because he looks like he's part of a solution and not a problem.
To say that Key Brian Hayes is going to hit better next year, this back thing seems like it isn't going anywhere.
Greg Brown said yesterday he's pretty sure he's done for the year, like with us. He thinks that this is like a full-on shutdown.
Did you see the stat on Jack Sawinski today?
I did. Hold on. He hit a home run.
Yes, he did.
I think he's like 1 for 38 or something.
He was 1 for his past 39.
So I was doing a little research or something else for a column I was trying to get written about him. He started off in AAA 4 for 43. He was slugging something like 090. Slugging. He's done as a serious player, I think. I know we shouldn't make these bold sweeping proclamations. They often come back to bite us in this business. He appears to be fully done as a useful baseball player. He was never a good defender. The value was always tied up and he would hit 28 or 30
balls. I disagree with you on that. He's going to get like taken off the 40-man roster. Someone's going to claim him in the Rule 5 draft.
Done as a useful player.
40 home runs.
Done as a useful player for the Pirates. Thank you. I'm sorry. You know why? Because somebody's going to claim him and say, Jack, everything that happened in Pittsburgh is done. Here is our plan for you. Okay, I got it. And he's probably thinking a detailed plan. They go, here's a ball, and we want you to see it, and we want you to swing as hard as you can at it. 3 times in every at-bat, if it takes that many. And he'll probably hit 40 home runs.
Jeff is in Bethel Park. He's on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. You know, I was what I really wanted to judge this year on wasn't even so much about the win number per se. It was really about, did it look better than last year? Did it feel better than last year? And I'm sitting here with about a month to go, and you know, I almost want to say that it looks like regression in a way. I was hoping that some of these younger guys from last year, like Gonzalez and Davis, you know, they'd come up and be meaningful members of the club this year. And, you know, we got the pitchers, but there wasn't enough jump in just the way it looks and feels for me year over year this year to make me feel any better going into next year, to be honest.
Jeff, it makes me feel worse because right now they're playing their worst and most frustrating baseball of the entire season. So I feel like it's going in the wrong direction because of recency bias.
Yeah, it's almost like when times got tough, they just folded. There was no fight.
Well, the sad thing about that is they actually came back in some of these games during the 10-game losing streak, but then the bullpen would conspire against them, or Derek Shelton would do his best to screw the game up. Here's Rich on the Fan. Hello, Rich.
Yeah, you just made the comment that I want to elaborate on. You know, the guys with 16 strikeouts and a questionable throw there at second, on the ground ball.
I didn't see what happened there because we were talking and we didn't have the game on. Tell us what went on
in that play. He went to his left on the ground ball and he was on his knees. He had plenty of time to regroup and make the throw, and the throw pulled him off the bag.
Who's the
Velez off the bag.
Who's the person who made the throw or tried to? Rich?
The second baseman.
Oh, okay.
So kind of
and,
today,
yeah, was it? Right. He was standing right.
No, I
next
saw.
To,
I did see Rich. Rich,
anyway,
I did see the play that you were talking about. I did see the play. It was a terrible.
Well,
play.
Our listeners might not have. What were you going
to
say, Rich?
What I want to point out. What I want to say, though, those happen. Those are physical mistakes. I am so tired of Shelton making strategic mental errors again. Chapman comes in the eighth, strikes out the side. He knows at best if Bednar comes in, we got extra innings. So why bring Bednar in? Put Chapman out there. Do something different. You know, he keeps doing the same thing over and over.
Would you bring him back next year?
I know, that's the definition of insanity.
Would you bring him back next year, Rich?
You do the same thing over and over. Pardon me?
Would you bring him back next year?
Shelton, no. You know, I've tried keeping track of just the mistakes I believe, like today being one.
How many do you have at this point?
I'm up to about 9.
Okay, thank you. He's up to 9.
9 mistakes this year?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.